can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, man, what's going on the show? Big homie Kodak and, you know, Big Homie South Special. Bonus edition. We got some homie. We got a homie in the building. What's up, man? So introduce the people to who you are, what your gang is, what your movement is. Let's go.
Hey, this your boy, The Money, from Dallas, Texas, West Africa, representing Liberia, out here trying to put out. Do our thing, man.
For sure. So... You just said a lot. There's a lot of it's a lot of culture in your voice, a lot of culture in your background. So,
sure.
Were you raised in Dallas or did you move there?
I moved in Dallas. I actually originally from Liberia,
okay.
West Africa.
Yeah. Okay. So you were born there. That's not just
yes.
You know your background. That's
right,
okay.
Right.
So how soon did you move to Dallas?
20.
Damn.
So, I moved to Dallas 2012, actually.
Okay, so you...
I've been in the States for a while.
I mean, but still, it's 2012, that's kind of recent. So, what was your musical background like in Liberia?
I'm sorry.
No, you good. I'm about to say,
All right, I'm sorry.
No, you good.
So no, in Liberia, like I always say, man, my music is something like I was probably born with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, it's in my vein.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I recently started recalling like actually going to the studio and doing all that. Like I always say, in Liberia, there's not many opportunities.
Yeah.
For you to go in studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you are already struggling to get some money to eat.
Yeah.
Right? And when you have the food money, you are trying to find something to eat, not to go in studio.
Yeah.
So.
Dang.
So the only thing that was probably helpful to me to do music was church.
The church?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was singing in the choir. I was a choir director.
Mm.
You know. So.
And this is in Liberia?
Well, no. In Ghana and here.
Okay.
But, I really didn't grow up much in Liberia.
Okay.
I was born there. Maybe like 3-4 years old, I went to Ghana.
Got you.
So I grew up in Ghana, most often.
That's crazy. My mom's going out there in May.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
So, and then after, let's say, 14, when I was like 12, 13 years old, I came down here.
For sure.
Yeah, to the state. So that's,
okay.
So that's, and then.
And how old are you now?
I am 30.
Okay, so, yeah, you spent most of your time in the state. So, okay, so before we get into, like, you know, talking about the culture and things like that, tell them what music we're working on right now and where they can go stream that.
Well, so you can actually find me on all social platforms. On YouTube, The Money, THE Money, all together in one word.
Yeah.
So you can find me everywhere. We out there.
For sure. Now, what made you choose that name as an artist? The Money.
This has to be a serious question because everybody really asks me this question.
Yeah, because you know a lot of people be like, hey, you know, my name is Lil This or Young That. Your name is The Money, which I don't have a problem with. You know, we love The Money.
Yeah, no. For sure. And I always say the same thing. It's The Money is me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, saying that strictly simply means that I'm attractive to that stuff. I'm attracted to money.
You're attracted to money?
And money is actually attracted to me as well.
You're a walking check.
Yes, it's always find me.
For sure.
So no matter what. So instead of me, you know, finding another way,
yeah.
Why not just be that money?
Okay.
Because you always find me. That's
now,
my thing.
That brings me to a different question. Were you out? Like, are you single?
No.
You're not saying, oh, you're taking. So when you were shooting your shot, is that like how you would introduce yourself to people? Like,
no, hell no. I actually don't like anybody knowing anything about my financial. But it's crazy.
No, I mean, like, do you introduce yourself as the money?
No. Well, yeah. When you're talking about talking to a girl?
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. Got you.
No. No.
Yeah, because, you know, you say that too many times in Atlanta. They'll be like, well, why they call you that? Yeah. They'll be trying to do all type of things.
No. Nine out of ten, I give them different names.
Wait. Are these like, when you say different names, are these like fake names?
Yeah, you know, because look, it's maybe not like fake name, but I just rather, because some people, for the name means a lot, right? And Reddit is hard to hide when you have this feature that's going on. So even if I don't tell anybody my name is The Money, they see it in me.
Yeah. You know, ooh, I mean? That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavy. So, Give me some. Yeah.
So they will still see it. So, it just don't make sense. You know, just keep saying, especially for a girl. For my guys, it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, but especially for a girl, you know. But like I said, I'm married. I don't do anything else outside anymore. So, you know.
How long you been married?
Actually, tomorrow will be my first anniversary.
Oh, okay. So congratulations.
On the 14th.
Congratulations. That's hard.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. So was it important to you to find your life partner before you kind of like got deep into the music thing?
Yes. Actually, it was a plan.
It was a plan.
Yes. It was a must to me.
Yeah.
And the reason being because that helped me out, because I know I will be out here trying to do some promo, meeting you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I have businesses that I need to be run.
Yeah.
So if for some reason I have a girlfriend or not a wife.
Yeah.
To trust her with my funds and you know, the business and everything else, it's going to be very difficult to do.
Because she really has no real incentive. Like, if she's just your girlfriend, you know, she could be here today, going tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, for a wife, even if she decides to go, right, she's not taking everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a day job. That's a fact.
I agree, because I feel like that's the biggest thing. Like, people think about marriage and be like, oh, yeah, it's all about love.
No,
marriage is...
No.
Like, what do you... Okay, so we kind of on the same track. So, what do you think, like, when people say... When people try to say, like, marriage is all about love, like, honestly, what do you think about that?
I think that's a messed up statement, because love is the very last thing in marriage.
Really?
Honestly speaking. Mm. Love is...
You think love is the least important thing in
the
marriage?
The least important thing in marriage.
That's heavy.
Very much. I'm telling you. Because y'all can love... Look, I don't even believe in that. But do I love my wife? Yes, I do, right?
Uh-huh.
She love me? Yes, right? But this the thing about the whole marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about understanding. Again, just forget love when it comes to marriage, because you can love all you want. Tomorrow, if you guys break up, or she going to be with somebody else.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. So if you are in a marriage, right, but you do fall out of love, but you think love, I mean, the marriage is a business, would you still maintain the marriage if she's good for business? Like, but if you fall out of love?
Well, you mean for my wife?
Yes.
For me? We love each other, but I don't think, actually, falling out of love is not the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the understanding that you guys come together with. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I wouldn't consider it a business either,
mm-hmm.
but that's part of business in there.
Yeah,
because like I said, I have to be over here while she run our investments, while she do stuff.
Yeah.
That you know I can't do at that moment.
Yeah,
so you know. I feel, yes, she will be definitely a good partner,
mm-hmm.
You know, if for some reason stuff fall out. Mm-hmm. Because we do have a lot of stuff in, you know, together.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's going to be a messed up thing to do, but, you know, we cannot fake destiny.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like a lot of times, and it's just because I'm single, so I'm coming from a different perspective. But, you know, a lot of, and the dating is hell right now, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's bad. But a lot of times people, and I'm glad you found somebody who can actually add value to what you already got going on. Like, right. She didn't have to come in to create something because it was already there. You just needed somebody to help you run it. But a lot of times people see that and they see what you got going on and think they can come in and just coast.
No. I should have, maybe you are misunderstanding. We started everything together.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, we've been married for a year.
Got you.
But we've been together for a while.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, most of the successful businesses that I have now, it was most of our ideas together.
Yeah.
You know, especially the most successful one that's going out right now, it was number one her plan.
Really?
Yes. Like, she brought out the idea. She's like, "What do you think?"
So this is a true partnership.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Well, what do you think about this?" And I was like, "Oh, okay." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then because I had fun, so I was like, "Why not just go ahead and do that instead of just lavishing and we traveling and wasting all this money and doing all this stuff?"
That's,
we just got into that.
That's also very important because a lot of people would like a lot of women not choosing starting a business over those trips.
No, it's just trips. Having fun, shopping.
Just spending money.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, you name it. Everything else, they are trying to buy everything. And I don't have no problem with that, honestly. You know, because I was waiting to do that for her at that time. But because of, you know, her mentality was a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. Now, what's the, I guess, the most culture shock thing from being an artist from Africa and coming over here and doing the music thing in America?
So, Afrobeat is the wave right now. Afrobeat is a style.
Mm-hmm.
It's a life style right now.
Yeah.
So, I would say, we have a lot of opportunity here,
mm-hmm.
like in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started off from the beginning. Like, even when I was back home, as much as we have talent, it's happening back home right now.
Yeah.
Even if you go ahead and buy all this stuff, the recording stuff to do it and stuff, right? At the end of the day, you still have to worry about electricity.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's a lot of maintenance that's going on over there.
Yeah.
So not many people are trying to get into that. So that's one of the advantages that we have over here. Like, I could literally just go on Amazon.com or eBay, you know, and then search interface and recording stuff and stuff, and then just make the, you know, place the order.
Yeah.
Come in, I practice on YouTube and start to record myself. I have light. I don't have to worry much about why I'm recording. Light gonna go off.
Yeah. You
know? So, yeah.
So just access to more resources.
More resources, yes. You know, privileges, so advantage.
Is there ever a time where you think kind of the music lane has become oversaturated?
What do you mean by oversaturated?
Oh, like it's too many people trying to do music.
Of course. But you need to understand, too, we need it.
We need it?
We do. Because, look, people are getting more creative with music. That's what makes me to say that we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we are just listening to, let me just say, Jay-Z throughout every time, right? Now, what he was doing to now what that baby is doing, it's two different styles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into really hip-hop, but I'm just trying to give you the generation the difference.
Yeah.
So as we are getting older, right? People are getting older. The young ones that's coming up, being very creative.
Yeah.
So we need a lot of people or a lot of artists to come in. Just don't follow the flow.
Yeah.
You just have to be creative, because if you are following the flow, then we probably don't need that because we got Men in a Vape already.
Mm.
That's why it's being followed, because it's already there. But when you come up with something new, next generation gonna come up with something new. So I think that we need it. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. With you know, a lot of people trying to do music, it just need to be creative with it and do something different in the industry.
For sure. So a while ago, Akon came out and said that I believe it was Akon. He said that Afrobeats artists put on better shows than American artists. What do you think about that?
I would agree with that.
You would agree with that?
Yeah.
Oh man.
No. I don't have. Yeah, I really would agree with that, because, look, when you really talk about Afrobeats, people go to shows. Well, I would say me, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm going to a show, if I'm going to book a show, it will depend who or the type of music that artist
mm-hmm.
is going to bring to that, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, if I was supposed, let's say, in Brandon Ball and maybe That Baby, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing out names, okay? Having a show at the same time,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not because he's an Afrobeat artist that will make me to go there, but and because of the feeling when I go there, how I'm gonna feel later on, that's what I'm gonna make me to go over there.
Mm, yeah. I feel like just thinking about like some of the just the music, you know, the core of the music, the beats and the lyrics or whatever. Like a lot of times the Afrobeats energy in like the beats of the, like, right. you know, you think of some of Burna Boy's joints, like, yeah. Of course, Laz is very energetic,
right.
you know. Exactly. Whereas some of the American songs kind of can be, it could be a hype song, but it can kind of be dragging. Like it can be like a low energy hype song.
Right.
You feel me? Am I making sense?
I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say.
So I'm saying like with, like a Lil Baby versus Burna Boy. Most of the Burna Boy songs that I've heard, like I loved his album he dropped last summer, right?
Right.
It was energetic, like from the first song to being, you just hit play
yep.
on it.
Yep.
But some of the American songs, like the American rappers, they'll have good music, but it'll be like low energy good music.
Exactly. But guess what? We still need that.
Yeah. No. We definitely you know do. We definitely do need it. But right. we talk about shows.
Right.
What translates to shows? You know that high energy.
That's why Akon said said that, you know, Afrobeat artists are more likely to perform better.
Yeah.
Because of just the energy.
And think about it, like you look at a lot of some of these American artists, right? You know, as comparison, like you see the Afrobeats jumping across stage, woot. American artists come out, they just walking across the stage, rapping. They
right.
Move. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just this vibe, right? Yeah. But if you have an Afrobeat artist, he ain't gonna go out there and do his extra hands and you.
It's a whole bunch of cardio.
A whole lot of extra stuff.
Whole bunch of like, cardio yeah, going on. Like, yeah.
Like my first performance that I should have did, I done was crazy. I had to read it, talk about, oh, now I have to find a way in the gym, because when the people are actually vibing to you, you cannot stand still.
Yeah.
Or just walk across the stage. Yeah. Now you have to even make them hype more.
Yeah. I'm like that hosting too. Like yeah, I can't come out, because I feel like people exactly. will match your energy.
Yep.
You know, as a host and as an entertainer,
yep.
you have to go out there and be like, yeah, what's going on? Exactly. Because if they introduce you as an artist, you just standing there.
So the energy you give them, that's how they're gonna feed into it. So
yeah.
both energy being shared.
Because yeah.
sometimes, like I did a show in Liberia, or a performance where it was on the beach, right? But the people were a little far off, right?
Mm-hmm. They were spread out.
They were a little spread out.
Yeah.
But I look at it, I knew that my energy wasn't gonna be the same because they are not too close to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I cut them closer to the stage.
Yeah.
Because now I need to feed off their energy and they need to feed off my energy.
Yeah.
See, so.
what's your favorite thing about performing?
It's just a different feeling. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Starting up, I didn't even want to perform. I was a shy person.
Really?
Really. I'm dead up. I told my wife, I said, look, man, I'm just going to make music for me and my car.
Really?
Yeah. So I went in the studio, ordered stuff, and I started making music. I was on the plane, and she said, "Hey, if you don't, I need you to put these songs out. These songs are too nice. People are going to vibe to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somebody out there going to need it."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I said, all right. I went ahead, I put out an inspiration first, you know. And I have a little bit of something. Second one went out. It had a 100K view on YouTube. I said, all right, cool. Shit. Mm-hmm. It looked like people are actually liking it. But when it comes to performance, I like the feeling of it now because, you know, I had the first one. I was so shy, you know, and I was just walking across the stage, you know, doing my thing, just trying to, you know. But because the people don't know the song, mm-hmm. so you have to make the people know the song. But it's different when you really, it's the vibe. I just like the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the energy that the crowd will give me.
Yeah.
You know, like when I leave, like when I hear the mic, after I said, all right, I'm going to introduce a new song to Toyota today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I said, all right, cool. And I was like, well, all you need to do is, you know, just a ticket. All right, cool. And I was like, anything you see with it, bar, man. Everybody said, ticket.
Yeah.
This the love is a novel ticket. You know, so once we started doing all that, I was like, oh, shit, okay, now I'm in it.
Yeah.
You know? So once the DJ dropped the beat, I'm in it.
Yeah, so definitely it's a, you so it's know, you add your own creative flavor to it because,
yeah.
like, you know, even when you guys came in here today, right? Like, you know, we working, but still, I want people to know it's a good vibe.
Exactly.
It's a good vibe. Exactly. So once I introduce my vibe, let you know what type of time I'm on. Because if you came in here and I'm like, all right, bro, sit down.
All right, bro, sit down. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be weird, right?
Yeah, it is everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for real. So I do got another, you know, lifestyle culture question for you, right? So when you were single, right, did you see a difference between, like, American women and, like, women from back home?
You're going to ask me the question again. Yes, of course. It's a lot. I'm not going to say... I do not love American women. Like I said before, I've never did a one.
Mm.
But I have gone a few dates with, you know, like when I was single. You know, I went on a few dates, hang out with a few of them, you know. But it's a huge difference when it comes to a background. Most of the time, we are used to our women not talking back to us.
Really?
Yeah. It's like...
So American women talk too much?
No. Listen, we're gonna go on there like if we let's say she probably come over to stay, right?
Yeah.
To like hang out and stuff like that, like for the weekend, right? And I come from work and I say, hey baby, can you make me a plate, right?
Yeah.
Like, and she, you know, my African woman will be like, yeah, sure, baby. I got you. Just go take a shower, but you know, by the time you are done, it will be ready. All right, cool. American woman that I have experienced, oh, you got me fucked up. You're going to make your own shit.
Damn. You know, he ain't lying.
Ain't no. So I'm like, you know, and we don't like that. It's not like it's a bad thing. Maybe it's just a culture thing, you know?
I don't know, man. But because I've seen them say that before, and I just literally said this last week on my Twitter. I'm like, it sounds crazy as hell that you want me, that you want a guy to marry you before you make a plate,
right?
A plate?
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you got me fucked up. You can make your own damn plate, nigga. No shit like that. I know that's what's going to happen because I've seen that.
Exactly. Look, man. And you know, on the other end, like if I'm making some. Anyway, if I'm making something anyway, and I wanted to, it's not gonna be an issue. Like, right. Oh, I'm not your husband, so I ain't gonna.
Right.
I'm not your husband, so I'm not gonna fix that. I'm not gonna change that light bulb.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Yep, for sure.
Man, that's.
Super. But that's facts. That's you know, like I said, it's just a culture thing. Maybe this is how American culture is set up in a way that because they made everything 50-50 down here.
Mm. So. Well, so what do you mean? So you mean 50-50 like?
Like you and your girl gonna be in the same crib and y'all gonna split bills.
Mm.
That's an American thing.
So what's it like back in Africa?
The man is responsible to take care of the home, to provide, matter of fact, to do everything. and the wife is there, or the girlfriend, whosoever partner is there to maintain the home.
But why do you think men, like American men, like specifically in Atlanta, I can't speak of no other city, but like in Atlanta, they do really be on the 50-50 joints. Like,
yeah.
Why don't men want to provide anymore?
Again, like I said, go back to culture.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it always started. This is how it will always continue in the American system.
So, ladies, if you want a guy, you know, I believe in providing too. But exactly. You know, he said the Africans, hey, they taking care of you.
Yeah, go, you know, get you one.
Not him, he's taking, but you know,
we're gonna pay all your bills. That's for sure.
For
once
sure.
You're in a house, again, maybe that's probably why our women are so submissive.
Yeah.
You understand that?
They're looking for submissive women over
right,
here.
Right. So if we are paying the rent, we're paying light bill, paying water bill, and if I say, baby, I need a plate,
mm-hmm.
all you do is taking care of the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good work, a hard work as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't say no to that.
Yeah.
So I understand maybe why, I understand the reason why the American women, they are like, you know, I have to work my 50% off, you know, like I have to go to work and provide my 50% a month, and then you still want me to make you a plate. So I kind of understand why stuff like that.
Facts. And it's kind of, I feel like, it's not even like relationship, but like even professionally, right? If you want a happy worker, you have to pay them. I'm not saying women are workers,
right?
But I mean, but people are more willing to do a lot more if they have a lot less to worry about.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Because if I got a timer. Appreciate it. But if I got the, if I'm working for somebody and I'm only getting paid like $10 an hour, but I'm here 40 hours.
Right.
So I got to work here and I got to figure out how I'm about to pay my bills.
Right.
You can't be asking me to do too much.
You can't be asking me to do too much because I have to find that time
to
go out and get something else because now I have to come up with my 50.
Yeah, so if she has to do 50%.
So
if she literally going out working just like you do, you as a man, you really can't say like come home and work too.
Right. You know
like if we're going to do 50-50, we need to do 50-50 for real.
Absolutely.
So you need to come, if you coming home, you need to be the one.
You make your own damn plate as well.
Yeah.
So that I understand that.
But yeah, no, I absolutely agree. Like, and I feel like a lot of guys don't get it because a lot of people, well, not people, a lot of guys think submission, you should submit because I am a man.
Right. But you don't want to do the part as a man.
Yes, because being a man comes with responsibilities.
Exactly.
It's easy to say you're a man. It's hard to like actually like make it happen as a man because you know you want to make excuses, but you want to say you're a man.
Right.
Being a man is overcoming that stuff and then providing for your family.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
But a lot of people just say that and say, oh, well, you know, I'm a man. You should listen to me.
You should listen to me. Da, 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 da. But yeah, you are out here letting her do the same 40 hours as you.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably doing work at her job.
Yeah.
And then come home, expect her to clean the house, clean the kitchen, you know what I mean, cook for you, and then take care of you as her woman, right? So
it's not realistic.
Yeah, so that's not fair enough. Yeah. So I understand. That's why it's different from us. When I talk about submissive African women, that's why it is. Because we would literally tell you, no, baby. I mean, I don't even want you to work. I just want you to stay home and take care of the kids. I take care of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not fair. But at least you took off a lot of burden of her. Just make sure. And you are giving her money for shopping. You are doing this, doing all that. She would never say no to you in a course.
Fellas, he really spitting. He's really spitting. So you need to take heed to what he's saying because he not lying. For sure. For sure, for sure. So who are some of your dream features as an artist? Like you want to get on the track, get in the studio with one of these people?
Oh, man. Right now, is it happy right now or futures? I need me Brandon Ball on one of my joints.
For sure.
For sure. And honestly speaking, I think it's possible.
No, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely doing his thing on the music, on the music tip.
Yeah, and you know, from the American aspect, honestly speaking, at this point, I would love that baby on one of my joints.
The baby? Mm-hmm. Oh, he definitely doing his thing over here.
Yeah, so.
For sure.
You know. But it's a dream.
Yeah,
it's a dream. We're going to work towards that.
But that's how everything starts with a
right.
dream.
Of
you
course.
Know, every great thing was first a thought.
Right.
For sure. So now we definitely support you on all that. So one more time, how can they download everything that you got going? What you got coming out next? What we working on? Other endeavors that they can support you on?
Right. So we have some great stuff coming up. We got an EP coming up. We actually have a dope music video, dope song actually out right now. It's called Kanji on all platforms. You can you can literally just go on Apple Music, YouTube, you just name it, everywhere, every social platform is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a single actually coming up too. So be on the lookout for it. Anytime from now, it's gonna drop in while we work on it. On the album, because
mm-hmm.
we are not stopping, even though we're working on it. Well, it's not album, the EP. While we are working on the EP, we're still gonna keep dropping until that EP is complete.
For sure, for sure. And your socials, where they can follow you?
Yes, you can follow me on on Instagram at themoney.official_, on Facebook it's just the money.
It's T H E.
Yeah, T H E.
Okay, cool.
T-H-E, money, And then YouTube, at themoney.official, all in one word, okay?
For sure.
Yeah, just remember that. Don't separate the money.
Yeah, you're gonna find somebody else.
Yeah.
You on TikTok?
Yes, I'm on TikTok, actually. Building the TikTok. I literally just started.
Oh, no, we definitely about to build it with this one. We going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We on TikTok. Why don't artists believe in TikTok?
No, actually, I believe in it.
No, I'm not saying you, yeah. But like some people don't even want to get on there.
Right. Hey, I can't speak for them. But for me, I really believe in it because I did post one video one time of me dancing.
Yeah.
And actually went fucking 88K view. And I was like, all right, shit. So maybe I should be doing that with my own music.
Yeah.
Because I did it with someone else.
Yeah.
So now
that's really all I do on TikTok. I just repost my clips.
Right.
But I think I feel like TikTok is the most creator friendly app.
It is.
Because you can go viral on, Twitter shit has to build. Instagram, you may post a video today and it'll go viral like 2 months later.
Yeah.
TikTok,
it's instant.
Instant.
Yes. 100%.
And you can see it. Like I remember sometimes I'll look at a video, I just keep refreshing it.
Yeah.
It'll go from like 1,000, 2,000. Yeah. Literally
instant, for sure.
So artists, please get on TikTok because you are missing a bunch of fans on there.
Yeah, I'm working on that. Even when I go live on that, I don't even have a lot of followers on that. I think 3,800. But when I go live, my second time going live on TikTok, I had freaking 1K viewers at once. And it was strange because I'm like, wow, I don't do anything here.
Yeah.
But I just decided to try it out because I was at work and I decided to try it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So that's something that we all need to get into, man. There's a lot of fans out there. TikTok is for everybody. Shit, for real, for real.
For sure, man. Look, the money came and kicked it with the homies. Big homie money.
Yeah, no.
For Shosky in the building. Follow him on all his socials. Follow him. His music career is about to take off. We are working. Let's go.
Appreciate you, man.